From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday. Listen, Tom, The Book of Negroes is BET's first miniseries, and it is getting great reviews. It's based on a hugely successful book by the same name and focuses on a little-known Black history moment during slavery in this country. Unlike other stories of slavery, Book of Negroes is told from a woman's point of view, and I'm going inside her story with the actress who plays the main character, the beautiful and talented Anjanue Ellis. Good morning, Anjanue.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Hey, thanks for being here. First off, congratulations on this. The Book of Negroes aired this week on BET and got rave reviews. Anyone who missed it can watch it this weekend on Centric. Now, Anjanue, your character was a heroine and a feminist before we really knew what feminism was. Tell us about your character.
Say that again, please.
I said your character was a heroine and a feminist before we really knew what feminism was. Tell us about Aminata.
Oh, Aminata is a woman who is who was kidnapped from Africa and brought to America. She escapes slavery. She goes to New York. She becomes a part of the Black Loyalist movement, and then goes to Great Britain, and then goes to Freetown to build Freetown in Sierra Leone. She is an extraordinary figure and something like a character that no one has really seen on American television or film before.
Yeah. I love the feminism side of her.
I do too.
And that's what a lot of people are talking about, Anjanue. Can you talk a little bit more about the feminist side of her?
Yes. I mean, this woman says something so profound in to her husband. She says, "I chose the man I loved." Mm. And for a woman to say something like that during that period was unheard of, even for a white woman. Even for a woman who was not enslaved, they had to make choices that were, informed by caste and class and that kind of thing. But this was a woman who was an enslaved woman, and they were put together with other people to be bred. And she said, "No, I'm with you because I chose you." And actually, the man she chose to love was the man who kidnapped her.
Mm. So when that point was revealed, and it was it was really powerful, and took her to a whole nother level, and made people reflect on that whole situation partnership.
But it's a great love story too.
It really is.
In addition to being historical and about a shero, there's a great love story here too. Correct, Anjanue?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a love story between Shakura, her and her husband, but it's also a love story between Aminata and her children that were stripped away from her. The people in Aminata's life who she met along the way, Daddy Moses, played so wonderfully by Lou Gossett Jr., who was a complete stranger to her, but he took her in. And it's just a testimony to how we have showed that kind of love between our husbands and our wives and our lovers and our strangers that we've had to make our families, because we had to do this in order to survive.
There was also the love story with her father, too.
Yes, yes. Her father taught her how to read. I mean, what is so extraordinary about this is that because he was teaching her Islam, that's how she became literate. And that was the only way.
And that set her apart from everyone else.
That just set her apart from everybody else. She was multilingual, and an intellectual.
Yeah. Well, there's an actual Book of Negroes that exists, and it contains the names of slaves who helped the British during the Revolutionary War and were therefore granted freedom into Canada. And many folks, Anjanue, don't know about this part of history. For you and the other actors, I mean, was there a lot of homework to prepare for this role for you guys?
Yeah, yes, thankfully we had a production, a group of people in terms of the production, the producers, the director, who wanted to make sure that what we were telling was authentic. And Lawrence Hill, who is the writer of the actual novel, The Book of Negroes, had done he's a scholar as well as a novelist. He had done a great deal of research, and so we We, you know, studied that research. And then beyond that, we shot where these people lived. You know, we went to Africa and we shot in Africa. And we went to Nova Scotia and we shot in Nova Scotia. They made sure that our steps mirrored the steps of the people who went through that journey. And it informed the work that we did.
The little girl, the young woman that played young Aminata, who was, is it Shaylin?
Yes, her name is Shaylin Pierre Dixon.
You two are a dynamic duo in showing the progression of that woman over the years. Really, really well done.
Thank you so much.
And I have to ask you, Louis Gossett Jr., who stars in Book of Negroes, was also in Roots. And when you read the, you know, stories about this this miniseries, you see some mention of Roots. I wonder what it was like having him on the set.
Oh, my God. One thing that, this is what happened. His last day of shooting, he said to all of us, he said, I want y'all to listen to me. He looked at everybody. He said, you guys don't realize what you're doing right now. You have an assembly, a community, really, of South Africans, black and white, Canadians, Americans, Jamaicans, Southern people from the South, people from the North, and people from Great Britain. I mean, people from all over the world were committed to making the Book of Negroes the best that they could. They were committed to this work of art. And he said, you are doing what world leaders cannot do.
Mm. Wow.
And he gave this sort of like it. What he said, it cut through all of our egos, and it made us realize the wonder of what we were able to, what we were doing, but not even aware of it. He's just one of these people. He walks in the room, and you feel better about life. He's just that
right.
guy.
Now re-airs Sunday on Central.
Okay. I haven't watched, and it's what, six episodes? How many episodes?
Yes, it's six episodes.
Okay, so can I binge watch this weekend?
Yes, you can on Centric.
On Centric?
Yes, this Sunday, 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. on Centric.
Okay. So you're going up against the Oscars, but a lot of people aren't watching the Oscars this year. No black people are on.
You understand?
All the black people that are on it are presenters. And they got a lot of black presenters. Meanwhile, Centric's got Book of Negroes. So
that's right.
Oscars, Book of Negroes. I think I'm going with Book of Negroes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Really, really well done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Anjanou. All right, you guys. Have a great weekend.
Stay right. warm, Jackie.
I'm going to try.
Coldest day ever in New York this year.
I'm going to stay in and watch the Book of Negroes this weekend.